Hebrews, the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse. The Bible said, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today," everybody say today. "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." The Bible would continue, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Amen. But here's what we need to do. Exhort one another daily. Exhort one another daily while it is called today. Amen. When's the right time? Everybody say today. "Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ." Amen. Everybody say if. "If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Praise God. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Amen. The 14th verse, one more time. "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Amen. Meaning we can't back up. Meaning we can't turn around. We can't grow weary. Hallelujah. And I want to preach just a little while from this title. If we hold on. Amen. If we hold on, we're going to make it. Boy, don't that make it feel good to just know all you got to do is get a made up mind. All you got to do is say, "I'm going to hold on." Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord in this house. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach from this title. If, everybody say if. If we hold on. The scripture said we are partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen. Meaning we just got to keep on when we don't know what to do. When we don't know how to take another step. When we don't know what direction to take. The Bible's telling us if we'll just hold on. I said if we just hold on. What does the enemy want you to do? He wants you to let go. He wants you to give up. He wants you to turn around. But the Bible's telling us, hey, if we hold on from beginning to the end, it's going to be a beautiful story in your life. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. To be a partaker of Christ means to share. Amen. To participate. It means to be an associate of Christ. Let me tell you, when you become a partaker of Christ, there's a whole lot of wonderful promises that come with it. We're not doing this for nothing. You didn't come out from among them to be separate for nothing. Amen. When you hooked up with Jesus Christ, you hooked up with the blessings of Abraham. You hooked up with some promises that the devil can't take away from you. You hooked up to some promises that a rainy, cloudy day can't take away from you. You joined up with some things that the enemy cannot take away. boy, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Give me some volume. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to be a partaker. I want every promise that's in this book. I don't want to leave one promise behind. If it's got my name on it, I want it. If God intended for me to have it, I want it. I'm going to pursue it. I'm not going to stop until I do get it. Amen. There's some people in here, you need the Holy Ghost. I got some advice for you tonight. Don't ever give up. I said, don't ever stop praying. If you don't get it tonight, come back again tomorrow. Say, bless God. I'm going to do what it takes to make heaven. Oh, I love living for God. Pertaining to believers, the Bible would say this about us, that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. That sounds like there's a good inheritance for the people of God. Sounds like you're not going to be broke when you retire from this world. Hey, when you got the Holy Ghost, you just got the earnest. You just got the earnest money. When you got the Holy Ghost, it was the best day of your life. But all you got was the earnest. It's going to get a whole lot better. You weren't at the pinnacle. You were at the starting point. Hallelujah. Amen. There's just so many great things that are available to partakers with Jesus Christ. Amen. Think about this. We have the angels of the Lord encamped round about us. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't need the Secret Service. Hallelujah. We got the angels of the Lord. We can lay down at night and sleep and not worry about what's happening. We got the angels of the Lord. The ones that don't sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. I was thinking, amen, I never experienced really the peace until I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was a slow learner. I didn't get it till I was 27. But when I got it, I kicked myself a few times and said, why didn't I do this when I was little? I never felt peace like that in my life. I didn't know it could exist. I didn't have no money in the bank. Praise God. Amen. I didn't have the electric bill paid. But what I had peace down deep in my soul. Amen. I never knew what it meant. Joy unspeakable and full of glory till I broke through on a Sunday night. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Boy, I feel like preaching to the church tonight. Amen. We got, there's so many great things come with signing up to live for God. Amen. I don't know why everybody that's living for God wouldn't have a smile on their face. I don't know why anybody wake up on the wrong side of the bed with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I don't know why anybody hate everybody else when you got the Holy Ghost. Think about an eternal home prepared for us. Amen. Separated from the wrath that's going to come upon this whole world. Revelation 3:10 would say, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. You know what that means? When the world's worried about a tribulation, I can't tell you I know everything that's going to happen. Because I don't, but I know what that Bible said. That Bible said there's going to be a separation of the ecclesia. The church is going to be separated from the tribulation that comes upon all this world. Maybe he's got an island prepared for us somewhere. Amen. Maybe we're going to get caught up to meet him in the air before it all happens. I don't know the timing of how it's all going to work, but I'm not worried about anything in this world. Their problems are not my problems. Their situations are not my situation. Their future is not my future. Hey, I got my eyes on a city. I said I got my eyes on a city whose builder and maker is God. If it works out here, praise God. If it don't, I'm not of this world anyway. I'm just a pilgrim and I'm passing through. Hey, we're going to win. Somebody shout, we're going to win. Shout, we're going to win. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't get tripped up over the little things that happen in life. Hallelujah. There's going to be some things that you go through just because of the fellowship of suffering of Christ. Amen. If you suffer for his sake, blessed are ye. You know, that tells me when people take a stand, it may get awkward sometimes. Your family reunion may not be the same. Hallelujah. Your marriage might not even be the same. Amen. When you reach over and turn the country music off, turn it over to listen to I Speak Jesus. Hell, it may get a little awkward when you go back to work and all of a sudden the women got a dress on now. It may get awkward when you start being holy. Hey, it's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. One of these beautiful days, every heartache, every trial. Come on, I've come to preach to the church today. Hallelujah. These are light afflictions. Whatever you go through, it's a light affliction. When you get your eyes on eternity, don't worry about what's got to change. Worry about what it's going to be like when you do change. He said, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I do know we will be changed. We shall be like him. Hallelujah. Hey, if you don't change a little here, you won't get to change up there. The change starts right here. Hallelujah. Amen, I got to preach. Amen, everybody say it's going to be worth it. It's going to be so worth it. It's going to be so worth it to not get bitterness in your spirit. There'll be a day when you say, praise God. Praise God, I found an altar and I laid my heavy burdens down. Praise God, when I heard they were gossiping about me, I just went ahead and forgave them. Went on down to the altar. Said, Lord, help me. Help my spirit. Help me be. Hallelujah. Amen. The beginning of the scriptures that I began to read tonight is the story of the children of Israel and their attempts to make it to the promised land. A lot of people want to make it to the promised land. Hallelujah. A lot of people start and a lot of people have a desire. If everybody that wanted to go to heaven in Hot Springs tried to visit tonight, we'd be pretty full. Hallelujah. But it ain't about starting. It ain't just about having a desire. Man, you got to get connected up. Praise God. It ain't all just about a feeling. Because you'll wake up days and you may not feel anything. You better have a commitment that's more powerful than your desire to have a feeling. Well, hallelujah. Y'all gonna help me tonight? And they wanted to make it to the promised land, but wouldn't it be terrible if years from now people were reading our story that we started out and And we didn't make it. My Lord, we got to make it. I said, we got to make it. Amen. If there was anything in your spirit, I'd get it out of my heart tonight. I wouldn't walk out them doors mad at anybody. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the freedom and the liberty that comes with just pouring it all out before God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to, I've said it 1,000 times, but I grew up with a pastor who said, I love everybody and everybody loves me. Amen. If you can't say that, you can change it before you leave. Well, I said, you can change it. All it is a switch in your brain. I'm always preaching about them switches in people's brains. We got a lot of switches. Hallelujah. One of them says, I'm going to keep being mad. One of them says, I'm going to keep harboring what everybody's done to me, what they said about me. Amen. You got to get your hand on that switch. You got to. No, from this point forward. From this day forward, I ain't mad at anybody. Hallelujah. You're not going to stop up my well. You're not going to mess up my blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The problem with that generation was is that they had a hearing problem. They had a problem with what they heard. Amen. And instead of elevating the word of God to a place in their life where it would soften their heart, they allowed the words of God to harden their heart. Well, there's another switch right there. Hallelujah. The word of God is sharp. The word of God is quick. Amen. He said, I didn't come to have a family reunion. He said, I didn't come to win friends and influence people. He said, I come to bring a sword. A sword that'll divide the believer from the unbeliever. Maybe in your household. Maybe at a family reunion. But he said, hey, I'm here and it's time for people to come out. Hallelujah. You got to change influences. Amen. You got to let the word of God be the greatest influence in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I've seen the word of God do all kinds of things. But the Bible said it, whatever it does, it don't come back void. Amen. The words of the prophet Samuel never landed or just dropped to the ground is what the Bible said. Amen. Praise God. The word of God, on the day the church started, it caused a little discomfort. Amen. The Bible said they were pricked in their heart. The word of God makes people squirm. The word of God makes daddies that don't even like kids want to hold their kid all of a sudden. Amen. Daddies that never changed a diaper in their life all of a sudden want to change a diaper. Hey, I'm just rambling. Hope y'all know. The word of God does stuff to people. Amen. I haven't pastored long, maybe almost 11 years, but I figured out there's different kinds of amens that even happen when the word of God is preached. Amen. There's one amen that comes from a Hebrew word, and it means that's truth or so be it. That's the one we're supposed to be using. Amen. 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 But there's other amens too that are like diversion area. Amen. Hallelujah. When it hits home to where they're at, it's like a deflection where they, I want to say amen. Praise God. It's getting kind of quiet in the house. I say amen because I don't want anybody to think that just got me. So some people, when you get to where they're living, they say, amen. Real loud. Amen. Where everybody around them. Everybody around them knows he ain't talking about me. Amen. That's the second kind of amen. I'm telling you, the Word of God does all kinds of things to people. Could I get an amen in the house? Hallelujah. I've preached before, and amen, and a little privy to certain information a lot of times. And I preach and I hear amen sometimes. I thought, what? Made me lose my place in my notes sometimes. Did I just hear what I heard? No. Ain't the Word of God beautiful? Amen. That, man, I realize everybody's got their own coping mechanism, how they deal with the Word. I was preaching a guy one time. And it was just one of them nights. It wasn't very nice. And I was preaching against, everything. And they had a visitor on the front row. He had obviously never been there before. And Brother Blakely was getting nervous. I was just throwing down. But anyway, I began to list things. Man, and this guy would go. I'd preach about something else. He'd go. Guess what? He left with the Holy Ghost. I said he left a new man. He left speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to receive the Word of God. Hallelujah. And there's another kind of amen I've witnessed in church. I don't think I ever witnessed it until I started pastoring. Maybe I just didn't pay attention to people. Amen. But there's another one that's not the diversion, but it's the throwing shade at somebody else around you within earshot. Amen. When the pastor's on something, he's hammering down, and somebody looks at him. Amen. Hallelujah. You're looking around. I know who that's for. Amen. You hearing what he's preaching about? Amen. I've been preaching. Watch wives elbow men next to them, husbands. Amen. Praise you. The Word of God does all kind of things to different people. But you know what? We ought to just take the first amen. They wrote a song a long time ago that said, it's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. You know what's powerful? What brings revival when you quit looking around? Wonder who that's for. I wonder who he's preaching about. He's preaching to me tonight. Hey, I want to be a perfect saint of God. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever you do, don't let the Word of God harden your heart. The preaching is never against you. It's for you. I said it's for you. Hallelujah. I said it's for you. He is for you. He is for you. Hallelujah. Man, where would you be if somebody hadn't preached to you? Hallelujah. Where would you be if somebody hadn't got red in the face every now and then? Looked you in the eyes and told you like it was. I'm going to tell you, when I wasn't even living for God, I loved to go back to number 152nd place and walk through the back door, because I knew if nobody else in the whole world was preaching truth, there was going to be one man standing up saying, you better come out from them. You better turn it around. Hey, I wasn't living it. But it brought peace and joy knowing when I do get ready, I know where a man is that'll tell it like the book said. That's more interested in my soul than my wallet. That's more interested in me making it to heaven. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But because these people would not receive the word of God and they hardened their hearts, I tell you, it's dangerous when you lock up. Hallelujah. You need to open up and let the word in. Amen. Some people say you ain't got a choice. I don't know. I've read this Bible a few times. Amen. He said you can either fall upon the rock and become broken, or the rock will fall on you and it'll grind you to pieces. You know what? When you get tired of being ground to pieces, you learn how to just fall on that rock. I pray every day, God, don't ever let me grow cold. Don't ever let me get indifferent. When they start singing Amazing Grace, don't let it just be background noise. When they sing, He brought me out of a miry clay, don't sit there. Let it move us. Hallelujah. I want to be sensitive to the things of God. These people, they harden their heart. Amen. The Bible talks about two of their biggest problems, I guess you could say. First of all, they were murmurers. I'm telling you, you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Of course, it can't come out of your mouth till it's exploding out of your heart. You got to be careful what your heart's even thinking about. Amen. Because when it gets full, it's going to start spewing out. And when it starts spewing out and it's garbage and it's cancerous and it's divisive, there won't be any doubt what's in your heart. Hey, man, they started murmuring and complaining. Where did it come from? They were not believers. God said, I'm going to take you to a land that flows with milk and honey. You got to say, well, praise God. Here we go. I wonder how that's going to happen. It might not happen for you. The Bible said a heart that is full of unbelief is an evil heart. Well, that's scary to me. Think that God would say an unbeliever, an unbelieving heart is an evil heart. That's sin. It means you ain't ready to meet God. You better learn how to receive the word of God and be able to mix it with faith. You ain't got to know how it's going to happen. You got to learn how to laugh. Sarah laughed like, ha, 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 that'll never happen. Abraham laughed like, ha, ha, here we go. I'm not saying you can't. But you better learn how. God's looking at your heart. I feel the Holy Ghost backing me up right now. Hallelujah. Some people, you need to change how you laugh. Well, I can't get off of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sarah, you're going to have a son. Why was she laughing full of unbelief? Because she was already bitter about it. Abraham, there was something down in his spirit that knew, hey, if God's in it, I ain't got to figure out. All I know is God said it. So I know somehow it's about to happen. Let me tell you something. So don't you try to make it happen for God. Don't you try to make it happen for, I feel it, for God. You get you an Ishmael that you don't know what to do with. If God gives you a promise, you just start rejoicing. Hallelujah. With being healthy, possible, but with God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. This was their problem. They were unbelievers. And the Bible calls it an evil heart. And he said, while it is called today, talking about us. Ain't it beautiful we can read the Bible and learn what we ought to do and what we ought not to do? He said, while it is today. Do you know when today is? It's not a trick question. Everybody say today. Yeah. Today is today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceitful. Sin will tell you you can play around with it. And you just run back to church and everything will be all right. Let me tell you what the Bible said. Sin will harden you. Hallelujah, boy. People come. Can you not just look at the people up and down the road and see that sin is hard? Hallelujah. Can you not look at Walmart and see that sin is hard on people? It's the deceitfulness of sin that does it. Said you can just take this little puff of whatever and you'll be fine here in just a little while. Amen. Then do it again, or take this little drink and you'll be fine, or snort this little thing, you'll be fine. It's deceitful. And it hardens people. To the point where you try to make up your mind, I'm ready to come back to God. And all of a sudden it's harder than you've ever experienced it before. Yeah. The enemy will tell you, you can just go do whatever you want. And you come back, it's going to be so easy. Everything will be just like it was. And run back to the altar and you're going to find that same pure touch. Amen. It's going to be just a flow just like it did. And what people figure out is the second time you get to work for it. And the third time you get to work for it. What's happened? Amen. Sin is a deceiver. I said sin is a deceiver. You don't even realize it, but the world hardens people. And they walk in the word of God that ought to make them cry. They just look at the wall. It's got to. But thank God for his word. The Bible said his word is like a hammer. Well, they ain't going to get to me. If you sit there long enough, it will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm having fun right now. I don't know if y'all know it. When I was a little boy, amen, my daddy went to church somewhere and there's a big blow up and blah, blah. Anyway, we ended up in Pulaski County, north of Rome. My dad didn't like church. And he sure didn't like preachers. I don't know what he'd do today. No, I know. And he would sit there. He'd go to church with my mama because, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So my dad, every now and then, he'd go to church and he'd just sit there. And that hammer go, ding. Next Sunday, that hammer would do it again. My pastor say, God's going to get you. He may have to tighten the vise up one more turn. But he's got your name written on the palm of his hands. That hammer go. Praise God. And then one Sunday, I'll never forget, I was sitting there. Brother Holmes is in number 152nd place. He said, Johnny Most, why don't you testify? And I thought, oh my Lord. We were little bitty. I thought, oh, Obi, he got the wrong one. He said, Johnny Most testify. I thought, oh goodness, there ain't no telling what he's gonna say. He stood up and he said, well, the Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I thought, wow. He just quoted a verse. I don't know if it's a Sunday, if it's two Sundays later, we used to have prayer rooms on each side of the building. The men's was on that side, the ladies was on that side. And I'd run in there and find my friends, and they'd run and find me, and we'd run back and forth. And I ran in there one Sunday night. It wasn't very long after that. And all the men were praying around this guy. I thought, I wonder who they're praying for. And I looked, and my daddy was speaking in tongues. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of God. I said there's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The writer would say, for we are made partakers of Christ. Everybody say, if. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. It wouldn't have done my dad 1 ounce of good to pray through in that prayer room if he had backslid the next day. But something got a hold of him. Said, I began this day, and I'm going to hold on until the last day. And I can tell you the testimony is, one of these days I'm going to see him on the other side, because he was laying up in Spring Hill Memorial Baptist dying of cancer. 30 minutes before he died, we were sitting there. He went to speaking in tongues. And he said, you know what? I almost just checked out of here. 30 minutes later, he did check out. And one of these days, we're all going to check out. And I hope you allowed the Word of God to change you. Hallelujah. You can't just start. You can't be a starter You got to be a finisher. And you better know there's things that's going to try to hinder you. That's why the Bible would say, amen, take the weight or the sin. Whatever it is that would easily beset you, and you run the race. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody needs to get a hold of this. You can't just start the race. You got to finish the race. Hallelujah. 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 There's no such thing as once saved, always saved. Hallelujah. I rebuke that doctrine. Paul said, I keep under my body. Lest after preaching the gospel, he said, I become a castaway. Amen. If there was once saved, always saved, why would the devil keep on fighting people after they're saved? If you got the Holy Ghost and you were once saved, always saved, surely the devil would give up then. You ought to have enough logic to know. Why would you need the whole armor of God if you were speaking tongue once, always speaking? Boy, it's getting kind of quiet in the house right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to run all the way to the end, my friend. I said, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've watched the petty things that trip people up. The silliest things. The dumbest things? We're too close to the coming of the Lord to be politically correct. People quit church over dumb stuff. Well, they looked at me funny. You get a Holy Ghost breakthrough, you look at everybody funny. They, on the day of Pentecost, they thought they were drunk. Why did they think they were drunk? They were probably looking at people funny. Thank God for the experience. Thank God for the day you come to the altar and repent of your sins. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. I've watched great miracles. Tony Fernal was a miracle. The gentle giant that maybe wasn't always gentle. I don't know. All I know is his wife said, no, don't call him. She wanted me to pray about it. Amen. God filled him with it. It was like, what a special day. I remember the day Carl Seeley got the Holy Ghost. I thought somebody opened the door because I felt wind going up my pant legs. Looked around, there wasn't no door open. It was a mighty rushing wind that filled the house. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I watched so many miracles. People get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Wonderful days. Wonderful blessings. I'm going to tell you, it's going to take more than just an experience one time. This Bible wouldn't say things like, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. If there wasn't going to be some endurance, some things you had to fight through, things you got to wade through. But I've got hope for this church. I said I got hope for this church. Amen. Maybe you know some of them, maybe you don't. But there's a great cloud of witnesses that's already gone on, that are looking down tonight saying you can do it. You can live it. You can make it. Come on, stand together with me and lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, I wish somebody would start praying in the spirit right now. Come on, I wish somebody that's in the middle of a trial, you would make your way to this altar and say, I'm about to shake some things off. Come on, I'm about to shake some things off. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. Carabosa. Caramasa. Come on, as many as can make it around the front. God's about to heal a broken heart. God's about to give somebody beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. 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 Caramazara. Yoramosa. Yorama. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it right now. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I feel God wanting to shake off some heavy bands. Come on, I feel depression's about to leave somebody. I feel addiction's about to leave somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, spring up a well. Come on. Come on. Come on. Itatata yanabasa. Come on, somebody's gonna leave different. Somebody's gonna leave different. You're gonna get that monkey off your shoulder. Get that depression out of your mind. God's gonna break that spirit. Break that habit. Break that chain. Come on. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Come on, let your anger be broken. Let your hurt be broken. Your fear be broken.